In January 1939, Bohr returned to Princeton and stayed for 4 months as a visiting professor at the Institute. Although the two men still enjoyed a warm, friendly relationship, their ongoing dispute over quantum reality had inevitably led to a cooling. Einstein was only a shadow of himself, recalled Rosenfeld, who had accompanied Bohr to America. They did meet, usually at formal receptions, but they no longer talked about the physics that mattered so much to them. During Bohr's stay, Einstein gave only one lecture on his search for a unified field theory. With Bohr in the audience, he expressed the hope that quantum physics would be derivable from such a theory. But Einstein had already made it known that he would rather not discuss the issue further. Bohr was profoundly unhappy about this, said Rosenfeld. With Einstein unwilling to talk about quantum physics, Bohr found that there were plenty of others in Princeton eager to discuss the latest developments in nuclear physics, given the ominous events in Europe that would lead once again to a world at war. No matter how deeply one immerses oneself in work, Einstein wrote to Queen Elizabeth of Belgium, a haunting feeling of inescapable tragedy persists. The letter was dated 9th of January 1939, 2 days before Bohr sailed for America and brought with him the news of a discovery that others had made, the splitting apart of a large nucleus into smaller nuclei with an accompanying release of energy. Nuclear fission. It was during the voyage that Bohr realized it was the uranium-235 isotope that undergoes nuclear fission when it is bombarded by slow-moving neutrons, and not uranium-238. At the age of 53, it was Bohr's last major contribution to physics. With Einstein unwilling to debate the nature of quantum reality, Bohr concentrated on working out the details of nuclear fission with the American John Wheeler from Princeton University. After Bohr returned to Europe, Einstein sent a letter, dated 2nd August, to President Roosevelt, urging him to examine the feasibility of developing an atomic bomb, given that Germany had stopped the sale of uranium ore from mines it now controlled in Czechoslovakia. Roosevelt replied in October, thanking Einstein for his letter and informing him that he had set up a committee to investigate the issues raised. In the meantime, on 1st of September 1939, Germany attacked Poland.